in our way of them. Emphasize the way-seeking mind. Way-seeking mind. In another word, bodhisattva mind, or way-seeking mind. In Zen, people say, where it is, to observe everything as it is. But the way as it is, to observe things as they are, will not be the same what you mean by that. I don't know what, how do you understand to observe everything as it is. I find out there are big misunderstandings in your understanding of where it is, or to observe things as it is. We mean, I think, if I say to see things as it is, means to observe things in rather scientific way or materialistic way. In your philosophy, there is two ways of you say things as it is and things as it should be. Now this is two antonymy. Things do not exist as it should be. And you do not observe things as it is, and you observe things your own way. You observe things as it should as it should not be, or you know, you think there is flower, but actual flower is changing. And yet you see the flower, there is flower. And this flower is always like this. This is perhaps your understanding of flower. But actually the flower is changing. When you see something in scientific way, actually you do not see things as it is. And you know, and yet you know what is true and what is not true. But you like, you up to see things as it as it should not be. This, in this point, there is big mistake. So, when we say to observe things as it is, means to see things as it should be. For you, this is opposite, you know. For you, when we say to observe things as it is, means to observe things as it should be. You understand? In your, for you, as it should be and as it is quite different. As it should be means it is not so, but it should be so. It means some, in this case, you have some moral morality. Or you want to be religious, or you want to be moral. But human being is not so. We are not always moral, or we are not always religious. So we should be more moral, or we should be more religious. This is where it should be. And when you are not religious, when you are not good, that is how you are. So where should be it means morality or religion, and where as it is science. But for us, the things as it is, it's morality, not science, is morality, things as it is. So to observe things as it is means to be moral and to be religious. It's what I mean by where it should be. Statement is same, but what we mean is opposite, not same. When you take religious viewpoint, everything become opposite. You know, you are talking same thing from this scientific standpoint, and we are talking from a religious standpoint. So same statement makes a big difference. And this misunderstanding, the misunderstanding you have about Zen, I think. When we say Zen, oh, Zen is wonderful. Whatever you do, that is Zen. Even though you are doing something wrong, that is Zen. Whatever you do is Zen. That is why I like Zen. This kind of misunderstanding, I think you have about Zen. But what we actually mean is quite opposite. And way-seeking mind, what I am going to talk just now is the problem of to choose one of the two, good or bad. Refraining from bad to take good is way-seeking mind. Not from moral viewpoint, but from religious viewpoint. When we take religious viewpoint, there is no alternative way. We should choose good, and we should refrain from bad. There is no alternative way. But if you have no way-seeking mind, or if you have no idea of religion, you will wonder which to choose. In morality, when you choose one of the two, you have freedom of choice. Whatever you do, it is up to you. You can take bad instead of good. But if once you choose good, you have responsibility for taking good. That is the moral responsibility you have. But that is responsibility. But in religion we have, I said, no alternative way, but it is our choice, you know. Which way to go is up to us. And yet, for us, there is no other way than to take good. This is way-seeking mind. So, to pursue a good and truth and beauty is also our way-seeking mind. Although there is some difference from ethics. This mind is the mind, traditional mind, transmitted from Buddha to us. And for Zen students, this is most important spirit. Enlightenment, so is not only a kind of state of mind, a kind of psychological state of mind. When some psychological state of mind is supported by right wisdom, we call it enlightenment. When it is supported by way-seeking mind, when you attain that state of mind by everyday practice, by way-seeking mind, that is called enlightenment. Even though you obtain the same psychological state of mind by LSD, if you lack the way-seeking mind, we do not call it enlightenment. That is quite different matter. It should be based on the way-seeking mind. So Dogen Zen says, when you hit the mark, that is the same effort you have been doing. After trying 99 times, suppose after trying 99 times a failure, you hit the mark at the 100th time. That effort, that meaning of hit the mark, and the meaning of losing the mark, should be the same. The difference is, now you hit the mark. materialistic viewpoint, to lose the mark is not good at all. You should hit the mark. But from the meaning of practice, actual practice, even though you lose it, the meaning of the practice is the same. To hit the mark or lose the mark is not different. That is enlightenment. So enlightenment only is it is not only enlightenment that is valuable. The failure by true spirit is also variable. It has same meaning. So that is why, even though your Zazen is not perfect, it has same meaning. If you have a seeking mind. If you do not have a seeking mind, even though you attain enlightenment, that enlightenment is so called dry enlightenment. Dry enlightenment. No meaning in it. This is Bodhisattva mind. So this mind is universal to everyone. There is no difference between priest or layman. There is no difference, wise man or fool. When we have way-seeking mind, we are all bodhisattva. This is so called bodhisattva mind. Again, this bodhisattva mind is impossible to to value. It is non-value practice. And this bodhisattva mind, if you have some question about this bodhisattva mind, and I think it may be interesting to discuss about this point. Enlightenment or way-seeking mind, or to help others. Before we attain enlightenment, it's bodhisattva mind, spirit. Even though before you save yourself, you should save others. This is also bodhisattva mind. So about those problems, tonight we want to have a discussion. To help others.
How would it be possible to really help someone who possesses some degree of enlightenment
to share?
How to help?
Yeah, this is a very good question, I think. Do you have it is quite simple for me to answer, but do you have some opinion about it, or do you have some?
You yourself have said the only true way to help is to help them. Perhaps that's
What did you say?
The only true way of helping is to help without consciously helping, and it's not to help as a project of helping, but just to be almost unconsciously helpful.
That
of course is the way to put it.
Be aware is to know that you need no help. And therefore, to know that the others. So, if the white man wants to give help, and the white man needs help, no problem.
Enlightenment wants no help?
To be enlightened is to need no help. It's not possible to give help. And this enlightened man that speaks of knows. That's what he knows. Is that there's no help needed. So when he looks at his friend who needs help, he knows that there's nothing to do, and that's how he helps him.
I couldn't
follow. Equally
as well as not me. What did he say? Will you put it some other way so that I may understand?
Perhaps the enlightened man knows not only that he doesn't need any help, but that he needs help forever. That he doesn't stand alone, or independent. That he's dependent on all.
But how to help others was his question. How to help? If you are bodhisattva, how actually can you help others?
Is it something we can actually discuss? Isn't it actually possible to talk about?
You can pull a drowning man out of the water, and you can give a signal.
This is not discussion actually. How do you want to help others, actually?
Well, as long as we're thinking about it, probably for some selfish reason. And that's all right. Because it seems to be a prime motivation of us to help other people. And so, as long as we realize that we're helping, some people even get feel guilty. Christians get in quite a guilty thing about it. But it's just to, to help, and whatever that means to us, to do it.
Before a person is able to help another person, doesn't the person who needs the help have to want this help?
Yeah. This is so. Because before, before you help others, you won't help. That is true.
Do we necessarily know this, though?
Hmm?
Do we necessarily know this, or are we aware?
But you know, there's some, should be some way, you know. What? To help others, why we help others is not only to help others, but also to have, to try not to have a regretful life for us. To try not to have a regretful life for us. That is most important point. Don't you think so? If you say I must help others for sake of others, but if you know you become regretful later, that is not so good. So, first of all, you should do it from your inmost heart. Actually, to help others and to help yourself is same, not different. Not to have, try not to have regret for life is to help myself and to help others. It is true that we feel better when we help others than to help ourselves. Because we are so selfish in other words. No, actually, we are pretty selfish. So, and we know to be selfish is not so good. So we always try not to be selfish. Your voice of conscience will tell you, don't be selfish. That's too much. You are too selfish. So, usually, we always try not to be selfish. Actually, to help others is to help yourself. And to help yourself without paying any attention to others is also to help others. Don't you think so? If you are observing your way carefully, that will help others. When almost all people will be discouraged, if you are brave enough or good enough to observe your way, that will be the great encouragement for others.
Now, when I look back, there was a time in my life when I changed my mind as to what was the important thing in life. And at that time, I changed my mind as to which things had helped me. And before that, I thought other things had been helped.
Mm.
And then when I changed my mind, I looked again and I saw that there were a whole different set of things that had happened that helped me define this. But these things were different from the others in that in the first case, they were things mostly that people did that were trying to help. The second case, with the final one, there were things that I saw people did, but that they did not necessarily see me see them do it. But they did because they wanted to do it, and it helped me because I saw it.
That's true. So to help others is not so difficult. If you only know how to help others. Usually, people think if you want to help others, you have to have some material power. Or you must be quite healthy enough to be always happy, always have smiling face. But even though you are like this, you can help. If you do not lose your spirit, that is good enough. Even though you have nothing, if you do not lose yourself, that is maybe the greatest help for others.
You say you do not lose yourself?
Lose yourself, lose your confidence.
But this has not come to the question that he asked at all. He asked, how can you help others when you're not enlightened? And I think you're talking about helping others as an enlightened person.
No, not the enlightened person.
No, just helping.
Mm-hmm. Before we attain perfect enlightenment, just to seek for enlightenment is great help for others. That is what I am talking. Even though you haven't attained enlightenment, but to try to attain enlightenment is good enough to help us.
Must we live in community to help others? Is it possible to be a hermit in a cave and help others?
Yeah, it is possible. Even though you secure yourself, it is possible. That is complete answer. But when you bring that problem more emotional, realm, this kind of feeling is necessary. To go this way is to come down. To go up is to go and come down. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, it's all right.
If I myself am able to respond honestly to a situation, which the minute I open my mouth now I'm responding dishonestly, what is the distinction between this and enlightenment? If I can respond honestly, it would seem to me that this is something which is...
That is what I was saying, you know. Just to respond to some outward stimulation is not right. Not right. That is, you know, to behave like just animal-like. You know. That is not what we mean by to be natural. To be natural means to follow the pattern of human life, not animal. We have clear distinction from animal life, nature as an human being, or nature as an animal. So the way it should be is way as it is, we mean. This point is opposite. If someone hit you, to hit back, and that is, you know, animal-like response, you should not forget your true nature, inmost nature. We do not feel good when I hit someone. It is much better than to be hit as a human being. It is much better. You will be regret if you hit that. But even though you were hit by others, there's not much discouragement.
How do we distinguish between a concern which is healthy and unhealthy with people? We know that somebody needs help, but when we... How do we...
Yeah. That is... very difficult to distinguish which is which. Pretty hard. We should know it is hard. Not so simple. Looks like very simple question, but it is not at all simple. That is why we want some training with right understanding. Not at all easy to tell. But even though you reflect on what you have done, you know, in past, you cannot tell with this speech. That is not good. To count, dead animal's age is not so good. So to have bodhisattva mind, strong bodhisattva mind in here is on the way to there. Or you will have intuition. You should have always intuition. Without trying to do something, your intuitive action should help others. If you actually have bodhisattva mind, you can help others anyway. The bodhisattva mind is to pursue good and truth and beauty. It's bodhisattva mind. To follow the way should be its bodhisattva mind. If one person follows the right way, that one person will help hundreds of people.